Did Br'er Fox ever catch the rabbit, Uncle Remus? Asked Johnny one evening. He came mighty near, honey. He came mighty near, said Uncle Remus. You just listen and I'll tell you. One day, Br'er Bear was walking along Chickapin Hill and at the edge of the big woods carrying his club over his shoulder and hoping he'd meet with Br'er Rabbit because he kind of fancied a barbecued rabbit for dinner. Sure enough, he caught that rabbit a-napping and he whopped him good with his club. Br'er Rabbit saw stars and the next thing he knows, he's in Br'er Fox's cave, all tied up on the barbecue. Br'er Fox is fixing a big fire while Br'er Bear is holding Br'er Rabbit and thinking what a good dinner he's going to be. Instead of being scared, Br'er Rabbit starts to laugh real hard. That makes Br'er Fox angry and he says, I'm going to roast you on that fire. Is that something to laugh about? But Br'er Rabbit, he just laughs louder. And he says, I can't help laughing because I was just in my laughing place. Well, Br'er Bear, he's going to laugh too, and Br'er Fox likewise. What's a laughing place, they want to know. Oh, says Br'er Rabbit, it's a secret place I know about. Where's the laughing place, asks Br'er Bear. How can I show you when I'm all tied up like this, answers Br'er Rabbit all cocky-like. So the next thing you know, Br'er Bear unties Br'er Rabbit from the barbecue, but he keeps hold of the rope real tight so he can lead him to the laughing place. It's another of those darn rabbit tricks, says Br'er Fox, but Br'er Bear says, I'm the one who catched him. I want to see that laughing place. Br'er Rabbit, he lead him to a clump of bushes and he says, in there, Br'er Bear, and Br'er Fox go in, and when they come running out, they're all covered with bees. They let go of Br'er Rabbit's rope and away they run. But Br'er Fox yells, I'll get you for this, you smart alecky rabbit. Br'er Rabbit, he just is laughing fit to kill. I didn't say it was your laughing place. I said it was my laughing place, Br'er Fox. But Br'er Rabbit, he's worried that Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear are sure out to get him this time. And he nails up the door of his house in the old briar patch and he heads for a new place where there isn't any trouble. And off he hops down the road, lippity-clippity-clippity-lippity, just as sassy as a jaybird singing zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, plenty of sunshine going my way. Well, now Br'er Bear and Br'er Fox, they're angry about being fooled again by the rabbit, and they gets to work and get some tar. They fix up a contraption that they call the Tar Baby, and they sticks this tar baby on a log on a big road. They didn't have to wait long because bimby along comes Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear, they lie low. Br'er Rabbit spies the tar baby and he jumps up and down on his hind legs like he was astonished. The tar baby just sits there. Morning, says Br'er Rabbit. Nice weather this morning. The tar baby ain't saying nothing. And Br'er Fox winks a slow eye at Br'er Bear, and they stay low. I hope he hits them, says Br'er Fox. Br'er Rabbit raises his voice. Are you deaf? Because if you are deaf, I can holler louder. The tar baby just sits there. Br'er Rabbit, he's going to teach that stranger some manners, and he says, look, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to learn you to talk nice and respectable to folks. If you don't take off that hat and tell me howdy, I'm going to bust you wide open, says Br'er Rabbit. The tar baby just sits still. And Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear, they lie low. Br'er Rabbit kept asking him, and the tar baby says nothing. And finally, Br'er Rabbit draws back his fist, and plop! He hits that tar baby in the head. Right in the head, and broke the molasses jug. And his fist gets stuck, and he can't pull loose. Let go of my fist, he hollers. If you don't let me loose, I'll hit you again. And with that, he pulls back, and he hits him another time, plop! And that fist is stuck too. The tar baby ain't saying nothing. And Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear lie low. Then Br'er Rabbit, he hits and he kicks and he butts with his head until he's tarred all over, only his eyes showing out. Then Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear, they saunter out, whistling and looking innocent. They do a little shuffle dance. "Howdy, Br'er Rabbit," says Br'er Fox. "You sure look stuck up this morning." Then they roll on the ground and laugh. "I expect I'll take you for dinner this time for sure." "We ain't gonna make no excuse this time," says Br'er Bear. "Well, I expect I got you this time, Br'er Rabbit," says Br'er Fox. "You've been sassing me and tricking me for a long time, and there you are all stuck up, and there you gonna stay while I sharpen my axe to skin you." But Br'er Rabbit, he's smart, and if he's ever gonna get out, he better use his head now. "Skin me, Br'er Fox," says Br'er Rabbit. "Snatch out my eyeballs and roast me, but please, Br'er Fox, don't fling me in that briar patch." Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear wants to hurt Br'er Rabbit as much as they can. "Maybe I'll hang him," says Br'er Fox, "if I can find some rope." "Hang me if you like, go ahead, but please don't throw me in that briar patch," says Br'er Rabbit, looking scared of the sharp thorns and brambles. "We wouldn't do that," says Br'er Fox. "No, sir," says Br'er Bear, "we wouldn't do that." And they snatched up that Br'er Rabbit by his hind legs and they fling him right in that briar patch. Br'er Rabbit yells and hollers, "Whoa!" He flitters about in the leaves and the bushes. But when Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit take a peek, they see that rabbit Lily lying on his chest, playing dead. Bambi, Br'er Fox, and Br'er Bear hear something jumping around. It's Br'er Rabbit, and he shouts back, "I was born and bred in that patch, Br'er Fox, born and bred in that patch." And with that, Br'er Rabbit skips away as lively as a cricket. Good night.